Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we have indeed so much to be thankful for to you and for your sending the Son and our gratitude to the Son for his willingness to give his blood and his life as a ransom for us that we might be redeemed and purchased and won. And we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit as he delivers the goods of the gospel to each and every one of us this day and continues to do that today and every day all around the world. So, Lord, may you continue to speak your great word of life and mercy and forgiveness into our lives this day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning marks the last Sunday of the church year. We follow a liturgical calendar here at OSL, and we will begin a new year next Sunday with the season of Advent, which begins on the first Sunday of Advent. And we will turn our attention to the incarnation and the birth of Christ. But here on the last Sunday, we look at Christ's final coming in glory, where he will come as King of all creation, and as we say in the Creed, will serve as the judge for all humanity. And so we find ourselves in Matthew chapter 25, culminating in the third parable, where we see Jesus share this parable, and he himself is the King who will do the separating on that day. And so, here are words that will be heard on that final day when Jesus comes in glory as both judge and Savior. Verse 41, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Now, on that day, that is not a word that you want to hear Jesus speaking to you. It's not a word that I want Jesus speaking to me on that final day, but it doesn't change the fact that that word is going to be spoken to many, many people on that day. Actually, if we follow the scriptures, we would say many more are going to hear that word from the lips of Jesus on that day than to hear what those on the right of Jesus will hear. Jesus is the one, it tells us in verse 32, who will do the separating. And it says, like a shepherd, and Jesus is our good shepherd, he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Sorry, goats. Sheep, you picked the right place to sit today. And a different outcome for all eternity will await those who are goats and those who are sheep. And so the question quickly becomes for all of us, what level of assurance do I have, or do you have, that you will find yourselves on the right and not the left? That you will find yourself to be one of his sheep, not one of the goats. Well, throughout Christian history, there has only really been three answers to that question as to whether or not I'm a sheep or I'm a goat. And the first one comes from one of the early church fathers who goes by the name of Saint Augustine. And Saint Augustine believed that all of us come into this world as a goat. That's the consequence of original sin. We all enter this world and enter humanity as a goat. And in Augustine's point of view, when God comes to you and extends His grace to you, and you receive that grace from Him, then you begin cooperating with that grace for the rest of your days on earth, trying to transform yourself from being a goat to a sheep. You receive more grace. You work harder. You do all the things that you can possibly do to behave more like a sheep than like a goat. And over the course of time, you hope that you have taken that grace and made and taken advantage of it, so much so that when this day comes, the Lord Jesus looks at you and says, you know, your hooves are a little bit like goats, but you clearly have a ram's head. I think there's more things to identify in you as being a sheep than a goat. You're good. You're on the right side. It's kind of called a transition approach to this. Work your way out of, with the grace of God, being a goat to becoming a sheep. Now I can ask you a question. Does that answer deliver to you great assurance or not? For me, I would say, you know, as I look in the mirror, I look a lot like a goat. No matter what I tell myself, my life will reveal I look more like a goat than a lamb of God. It's not great assurance. You actually also don't know until that final day. A second approach was an approach delivered by a man named Calvin. And his approach was simply this: you are born into this world either as a goat or a sheep. And even when you come to church, the fact of the matter is, some of you are actually sheep and some of you are actually goats. And so you work trying to figure out, am I a sheep or am I a goat? You turn inward. Do I have more inclinations and behaviors that would appear to reflect that of a sheep or of a goat? And if you thought you were a sheep, but you behaved and acted more like a goat and eventually left the flock, the people behind would just say, well, that's what a goat does. They thought they were a sheep only to find out they were actually a goat. And you have no assurance in this approach until you hear Jesus tell you what you are and what you've been all your life. And you could have done nothing to change that outcome. Then there's the third approach. And that approach says this: you enter into this world and you are a goat. And no matter how hard you try, you aren't going to be able to make yourself a sheep. You just won't. You can try to do sheep things, but the fact is, you are a goat. Unless something can change you from being a goat to a sheep, which is exactly what just happened to Amelia. Now, I know she was cute and adorable, but she was a goat until Christ declared her to be His sheep. He made her into a lamb of his flock. Here, he delivered to her the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection and wrote her name into the Lamb's Book of Life. She has been changed from a goat to a sheep. See, when Jesus separates those on the left, the goats, from those on the right, the sheep, the ones on the left are unclean and unrighteous, and those on the right have been made clean and have been spoken to be righteous on account of Jesus Christ. Now, when you roll in here, when I roll in here on a Sunday morning, I can tell you this, from my observation, from this point of view, when I look out at all of you, I say, you look like a bunch of goats and smell like it too. And you do, and so do I. Right? These words we don't have or want to hear from Jesus, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared by the devil and his angels. We say this in the confession very often in the traditional service is, I deserve nothing but your wrath and punishment. Unless something has happened. And it's a fact. You are a lamb of God, but you come in feeling very much like a goat. Why? Because you go back to doing goat things each and every day. But in this place, Christ, the Good Shepherd, comes to you. And he says to you, your sins are forgiven. All that was unclean about you, I have now made clean through my word and my declaration telling you your sins are forgiven. And it's only in the hearing of those words that you remember, I am a Lamb of God. I'm not what I tried to be. I am what Christ made me to be. You bring all of those goat behaviors and goat tendencies, and you kneel at this altar, and you hear the Lord Jesus Christ say to you, take and eat, this is my body, this is my blood, drink it, it's given for you for the forgiveness of your sins, and then you remember you are his lamb. He has spoken your true identity to you yet again, through the forgiveness of sins. And I don't know if you caught something, but in verses 37 to 39, this is what you hear the sheep say to the good shepherd when he has pushed them and put them on the right as his lambs. They say, then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty, and give you a drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? On that day, the sheep are shocked. They're shocked that they're counted among the sheep. And you hear those who have been declared to be sheep, and Jesus says, believe it or not, I know it doesn't sound true, but believe it or not, every once in a while you acted like one of my sheep. And he says, as you did it to one, the bar's not real high, as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me. See, it's not the doing of these things that make you the sheep. The Lord makes you the sheep and then these things are done. And as Paul tells us in Romans 6 and 7, right, is I will continue in this world very often to try to be more of a goat than a sheep. But Jesus also says, my sheep know my voice, and I call them by name. And he invites you back to this place that you might hear by your name, your sins are forgiven. Your identity isn't defined by those goat things that you did, but it's defined by the grace and forgiveness that I extend to you. And that is good news. That is assurance. And it's assurance now for that day, because you know I am a lamb because of the blood of Jesus given to me. Because he who was clean now declares me clean. I who was unrighteous am declared righteous by the only righteous one. That is good news. That is assurance. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that not only do you declare us to be your sheep through baptism, through the gospel, but that you continue to visit us and continue to cleanse us and continue to wash us and continue to remind us that we are yours and you are ours. And so, Lord, as we hear these words of sins forgiven, may we arise with joy and comfort knowing that you have done everything that we might have assurance. And so, Lord, soon in this service, we will hear the words of forgiveness. We will taste the body and blood of the Lord. And we will be reminded that you are the God who saves. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.